Well, now to Chicago, where a woman has filed a federal lawsuit claiming the city's ordinance that bars women from going topless in public is unconstitutional. 41-year-old Sunoko Tagami was issued a ticket in August after baring her breasts at a Go Topless Day event. Jason Meisner of the Chicago Tribune joins us now with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Well, first, let's start with this lawsuit. What is Sunoko Tagami saying after she was found guilty of indecent exposure and fined $100 for going topless?
She's alleging in this lawsuit that the city's ordinance against women going topless is unconstitutional for a couple of reasons. One is that it's a violation of her First Amendment rights, and also equal protection, because the ordinance excludes men. It allows men to obviously go topless in public.
All right. So men can go topless. Women can't under the law. What is the city saying?
The city has not responded about the allegations. They normally don't comment on pending litigation. But they, in August, did issue her a ticket. This was at Chicago's lakefront. She and other activists were topless, but they were wearing opaque body paint in certain areas. And this went to an administrative hearing in October, and she was found liable and fined $100.
And I see that her attorney says that under the current law, a lot of clothing that women wear would be illegal. This person, Kenneth Flaxman, says the law would effectively ban clothing that women wear every day, from low-cut dresses to tops exposing the sides of their breasts.
Right. He's pointing to a portion of the ordinance that actually has a laundry list of body parts that are illegal to have exposed in public. And specifically, he's talking about the nipple region. And he's saying that, you know, there's according to the language of the ordinance, there would be several articles of clothing that would be illegal that women wear every day. Like you said, low-cut dresses or dresses that are open on the side.
I guess we should have put a disclaimer at the top of this story.
Okay.
Jason, but so what happens now? What's the next step?
This has landed before U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman, and they're going to proceed on their First Amendment and other constitutional claims. She is known as one of the more liberal judges here in Chicago, so I talked to several lawyers who said they got kind of lucky that it landed before her, and some of the lawyers think that she has a valid argument.
So does this mean that there's a possibility that in Chicago women may be able to walk around topless going forward?
Yeah, I mean, people have brought up, like in Europe, there's nothing against the law if you're at the beach going topless. Obviously men can, so that's the argument. And it could be that the city will be forced to rewrite its ordinance to allow that. The state already has a law that allows women to go topless, obviously, when they're breastfeeding in public.
Hmm.
And also, the state law says as long as it's not an attempt to arouse, arouse or satisfy her sexual desire. Under state law, it's already legal for women to go topless.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there, Jason, before you say anything else. Jason Meisner, the Chicago Tribune, thank you for joining us.
Just make
men wear shirts in public, too. Be done with it.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.